Hi, this is Allison Gingras, host of A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras, your on-air book club. A Seeking Heart features daily live discussions, weekly giveaways, and author interviews. We don't just review books, we share them, and you're invited to participate by calling in or posting your comments on social media. The best part, no reading necessary. I got you covered. Please visit A Seeking Heart show page on breadboxmedia.com for showtimes and featured books. Welcome to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media. Good Friday morning. I am so excited this morning to spend this hour with you and with my good friend, Sonia Corbett. She is the author of a new book, Fearless, Conquer Your Demons and Love with Abandon, a Catholic woman's guide to spiritual warfare, coming out very soon from Ave Maria Press. We're going to talk all about that book and her wonderful ministry. Welcome to the show, Sonia Corbett.
Thank you for having me. I'm very excited.
I love spending time with you.
I know. I do, too. I was so excited to be on the show. I feel like since we live so far away, you know, maybe it's sort of like we're having coffee together.
Absolutely. Except for I'm having water, because if I had any more coffee, I think I would talk way too fast.
I know that feeling.
My Massachusetts-ish already makes me talk way too fast.
I do the same. Yeah.
So welcome, Sonia. So now tell us, I know all about you, but I would love for you to tell a little bit about yourself, your ministry, your own radio show. Just fill us in. What's up with you lately?
Wow. What's up with me? Well, partly it's kind of interesting with this new book. I think everything happened with Unleashed so quickly, and it was like a big snowball effect. And with this one, I wrote it and I turned it in and I got it, you know, everything was done with it. And then I think I forgot about it or something. I don't know. Because then it started, you know, it's coming out. And then I realized people are actually reading it. There are people holding it now. And that just somehow gave me these really nervy feelings, you know, like, oh my gosh, there are people. I don't know. It's been a really different experience all the way around with this one. I think partly it was really, really hard to write. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it was because I didn't plan it as well from the beginning, or if it was partly spiritual warfare. I think it was probably a combination of both.
I was just going to say, girl, we're talking about spiritual warfare. Yeah. Of course, it was going to be difficult to write. And we're going to talk a lot more about that. But I want to also talk about your first book, Unleashed, before we dive too far into Fearless. Unleashed, we shared it here. I'm going to have the link in the show notes if anybody missed that interview. Can you just recap just a little bit of what that book was about? And I think there's a video series that goes with that as well.
There is a video series. It is about how the Holy Spirit is working in our patterns of toxic relationships, difficult circumstances, self-medicating habits, and overwhelming desires. And it goes through, I sort of lead people through my own discernment of that. And in so doing, it helps people identify their own habits and their own patterns. And in fact, I just got a message. I'm going to post it on the Bible Study Evangelista Facebook page today. I got a message from a lady who had been reading it and doing the DVD series with it. And she said, I had an epiphany. Now, she's in her late 50s, early 60s. And she said, I just realized reading this, I was very disturbed by a particular passage of scripture. And I followed your advice. And I went and read that passage, and it was about rejection. And she said, and as I was sitting in God's presence, I realized that my problem with rejection, first of all, she realized she had a problem with rejection, but secondly, that it was feeding, and I use that term as a pun, it was feeding her weight issues.
Wow.
And man, I'm telling you, I mean, I have thought about that since, and every single time I think about it, it makes me cry, because that is exactly what I had hoped, you know, and to hear somebody be able to start from the very, very beginning. And her question was, what do I do now? I mean, I don't know what is the Holy Spirit saying? And I said, you just illustrated the entire process. That's exactly what I was trying to get, you know, for each of us to be able to do, is be able to sit in the Holy Spirit's presence and let him speak. So anyway, I was amazed by that. Just so excited. It just fills me up to hear that.
Well, I remember the very first time that I met you, which I think was somewhere around, I remember, but obviously not the date, but I think it was around 2011, believe it or not. We were at a conference together, a Catholic radio conference together. And I remember being in the bookstore of the wherever we had gone to visit, and we were talking about, we were at the Bible study kind of area, and we were talking about both our desires to share God's word and how we had both come to love the scriptures through Protestant faiths, you actually living it, me being with friends, and how we had desired to show somehow women how much God loves them through God's word and how to, you know, bring them closer. And when I held Unleashed and when I went through and I saw what the Lord had done, I was just overwhelmed. Like, talk about could cry, because it was just seeing that fulfillment. One of my favorite scriptures of all time is, blessed is she who believes that what has been spoken will be fulfilled. It's the Allison Abridged version. But
hey, that's how we know we have really acclimated the scriptures. It comes out a little different.
That'll be one of the books I come out with, the Allison Abridged version of the Bible. I'm sure that would go over really well with the Catholic Church. Allison's just going to rewrite God's word.
Not at all. Hey, the saints did it all the time. If you read their readings, they start talking and the Bible verses fall out and they don't even refer to it.
It's wonderful. I mean, I love how you said that's how we know that we've acclimated it. So it's really wonderful to see, to go from Unleashed, which, I mean, I know they're not a series. They're not something you have to read in order. But for somebody who did, I see how, you know, first coming to Unleashed and having that self-knowledge, that self-awareness, which you talk about in Fearless, would be so helpful and moving to this next part. Because my predominant fault is I am just an anxious woman. I worry about everything. And something you wrote actually just really struck me. It was like, I worry about what might be, you know, the possible future, not living in this moment. And I, you know, we kind of probably do, right? Mm-hmm. But spending that time and kind of getting to the core of why I do that is really, and is that, you know, maybe am I understanding Unleashed correctly? Is getting to that root, getting to that core of why we do what we do.
Exactly. I think for most people, and this is really probably the motivation behind a lot of what I do. What I noticed is people who are advanced in age automatically believe that they are spiritually mature because they're older. But what's true is a lot of times they've never actually plunged beneath the surface at all. And so they remain very spiritually immature, but also advanced in age. And so it's this disparate kind of belief. And it's not that I want to jerk people out of, you know, a false belief, although, you know, the Holy Spirit does that to me. But I just want to, I want people to begin just considering that there's more to it. Yeah. You know, there's a whole lot more to it. And when we will follow the Holy Spirit in that way, then our lives begin to take on that joy and that thrill and the anticipation that they're meant to in Christ. If we don't begin that deeper work, we stay in these ruts of, man, is this all there is? You know?
Yeah.
And I hate that for people. I know that the Holy Spirit wants more for us.
Yeah.
And so that's part of why I wanted to point it out.
And Jesus says, I come to give you life and give it to you abundantly. And how many people, I mean, I do women's ministry as well. And how many times am I speaking with women and I just see they're not living an abundant life? They're not there can be sorrow. There can be sadness. Our lives aren't going to be a bucket of roses just because we say, Jesus, I give my life to you, which is kind of my first. I kind of thought that at first and I'm a little disappointed.
Yeah.
I was like,
yeah, that's
what?
That first pair of rose colored glasses that get ripped right off.
It's like, what do you mean you're not going to make everything perfect? What do you mean think bad things are still going to happen? But it is that promise to make good of all things, Romans 8:28, it's that joy that no circumstance can take away. But it's a process. Like, I don't think it happened for you overnight.
No, it's still happening. I catch myself in that whirlwind or water spout of anxiety myself. And now at least I know, you know, pretty quickly that that's what it is, but it happens. You know, I have the same triggers and it happens. And then, you know, I spend an hour, maybe a day, whatever, with that rat race in my head with the, you know, all the thoughts and blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I go back and say, okay, well, this is it. I got to go right back. So what caused it? What's the root? Where, you know, I do it all the time. Thankfully, it doesn't take as much time.
And where can we find them?
So much. Sorry.
No, I'm just going to ask you where we can find, because you've, like, when it left in this segment, we have three more with you. I'm so happy to have you for the whole morning. Where can we find the videos for the Unleashed, and where can we get the book?
Unleashed and the videos for Unleashed are on Amazon.com or my website, BibleStudyEvangelista.com.
I love that. Bible Study Evangelista. When we come back, we're going to dive into that name because I'm so curious where you came up with that. Absolutely love it. And we're also going to start to really dive into Fearless, Conquer Your Demons, and Love with Abandon, one of the greatest titles ever, A Catholic Woman's Guide to Spiritual Warfare, coming out soon from Ave Maria Press. You can pre-order that now if you want to go to AveMariaPress.com or Amazon. You can pre-order Fearless from my guest today, Sonia Corbett. I'm so excited to bring this book because I think we all need to find a way to live fearlessly, coming from Anxiety Girl. Mm-hmm. It was the perfect timing for this book for me, for sure. Again, my guest today is Sonia Corbett, Fearless, Conquer Your Demons, and Love with Abandon. There's that music. You're listening to A Sinking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to Breadbox Media Podcast. Check out our live stream at breadboxmedia.com. Breadbox Media. Get the app. Change the world.
Welcome back to A Sinking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media. I'm joined this morning by Sonia Corbett. She is the author of Fearless, Conquer Your Demons and Love with Abandon, A Catholic Woman's Guide to Spiritual Warfare, coming out from Ave Maria Press. When's the launch date, Sonia?
It's supposed to be out on the 7th of November.
That's a good date.
Yeah.
It's my mother-in-law's birthday. So it's a good date. I won't forget, at least. Maybe this will be her
gift. No, you better not.
Maybe this will be her gift. I'm glad to have you out. We are talking with Sonia, who is the Bible Study Evangelista. I love that name. Where'd that come from?
That came from the root evangelist. And obviously, I'm not a male, but I am. That's what I do, the new evangelization. That's what you do. That's what we're really all doing, I suppose. Mm-hmm. But because I'm female, I just stuck an A on the end. I thought, hey, I'll coin a phrase.
I love it.
So now I'm an evangelista.
That's wonderful. And obviously Bible study, because your books are Bible
studies. They are. And in fact, I approach it in a different way. I grew up doing all of the fill in the blank stuff, and I actually like that, but I know that there are a lot of people that hate it. And so I wanted to kind of come at it in a more prayerful sort of way so that I could help ease people into both being in the scriptures themselves and touching the pages and flipping through the references and all that, but also how the Holy Spirit, how gently he works. And sometimes I think the fill in the blank is a little more abrupt. Mm-hmm. Than the prayerful kinds of ways. So I don't know. I'll be doing a lot of different formats just to sort of experiment. But I really like this, actually. I like the way I set the Unleashed up, and I'm going to continue with that. I do in Fearless.
I do. I like that as well. I also kind of had an experience, you know, my first experiences with Bible studies. And if you're not familiar with what she means by that fill in the blank, the Bible studies that were predominantly out when I started to study in the early 2000s, 2005, 2006, where you would have the verse and they'd have like just little, like literally they would have spaces and you would look up the verse and then you'd fill in the blank, the missing words from the scripture verses. And then you'd discern a little bit, study a little bit. What I like about going actually into the Bible, and maybe you've experienced this too, Sonia, is that sometimes the Holy Spirit wants me to read that particular verse, but sometimes it's the verse before it. And sometimes it's the verse after. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So I like that idea that you kind of give us both. Now, there's no filling in the blanks, but you send us to the Bible.
Yeah. Another thing I noticed that was kind of difficult with that format is that everybody in the Catholic Church seems to be using a different translation.
I was just going to say that.
So that's so hard, you know, when people go, I don't have that word, you know, they would get all panicky. And so, you know, I didn't have the space or the room to say it's okay and try to talk people through, you know, using different translations and all that. So it was sort of an obstacle that I just didn't want to try to jump over every single time. And, you know, a lot of people think it's boring. So, and you're right. There's always that context. And I call those rabbit trails, because I'll start out with one thing and look up and I've spent 2 hours following the references, you know, all over the place. And then I end up in this, you know, no man's land going, man, that was cool. Look what I learned, you know, all this stuff.
Exactly.
But yet, you know, I didn't start out that way.
That's one of the things I love so much about scripture, is that it truly is the living word of God. It's dynamic. I couldn't read the same thing twice and get the same message. Like, yep. I know that the church has this particular teaching to what these scriptures mean, and those are good, and we need to read those. That's why I love reading my Bibles. All have commentaries, Catholic commentaries. But when I'm going to sit with God and have a little conversation, I'm not going to look at those commentaries. I'm just going to sit and listen to what the Holy Spirit is inspiring in my heart. And one of the things I noticed in Fearless that maybe you did in Unleashed and I just completely missed it, but I love how you give us a line of scripture and then we read it again and again and again. But each time we emphasize a different word in that same. Can you tell us about that formula?
Well, beautiful. I don't even know how I came to that, to be honest, except I just started doing it myself. And what I realized is just one verse, you can sit and spend 30 minutes reading one verse if you do that with each word. So you and every time you do it, you get a different nuance out of it.
Yes.
And so I just added that. I did add it actually in Unleashed. I don't remember how many times I put it at the end of, with the God prompt. But in any case, I started doing it myself. And what I realized is you get a lot out of a single verse if you spend that time with it and allow the Holy Spirit to work through it. So that's why I added it in Fearless too. And I try to at least put one example of that in everything that I do so that people can try it if they so choose.
Well, I did Fearless yesterday on the show, and then I was doing the Resist the Devil and He Will Flee You. Mm-hmm. And I went out to do my rosary walk. I walk around my house in circles, but that's what I like. And I was just before I prayed the rosary, I was like, you know what? I'm going to do the Resist the Devil. And I was doing that one. And then my heart just started having an anxiety attack. And I decided to do Philippians 4:6, which is one of my favorite. Have anxiety in nothing, but in everything through prayer and petition with thanksgiving, make your requests known to God. And the peace that surpasses all understanding will guide your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Can't tell that I've said that one a few times, but it was it's a pretty long one to do. So it was a little bit longer than 30 minutes, but
that's great though.
But it was incredible because I've said this a million times, but you know what? It became an tool for me to kind of walk myself out of the panic attack.
Yes.
Which, it was incredible, Sonia. Like I had never thought of using scripture before in that way. I mean, I have, you know, go-to verses, but never. It was giving each word attention and meditating upon each word that was able to kind of really talk me down that hill.
And it also, because it does take so long, you sort of get space between the anxiety and a real breath. You know, you put some space between what you're afraid of, and you give the Holy Spirit the room to sort of help you like you said, kind of talk you down. And just that little bit of space, especially with that kind of long verse, you really get the time to just sort of breathe. A lot of times for me, I get crazy so quickly. And if I can just get a little bit of space and I can, you know, help myself just calm down and breathe, and just that little time right there is enough to sort of get me off the ledge too.
Absolutely. And, you know, it was just, you know, even getting to the word no and thinking no, none, nothing, nothing, like going all the synonyms for no. Mm-hmm. Like God says, has not no, like no anxiety about anything. And then the word, you know, like, what am I anxious about? And really, again, going to that root. So I think, you know, that's one of the things about spending time in scripture that if I do anything in my life, I hope I'm able to express to people that God's word truly is a gift from him to.
Yes.
In what made you be so drawn to God's word?
Well, I guess it was the, as a non-Catholic, it's funny because as a non-Catholic, that's all you have.
Yeah.
And so if you're going to get to know God at all, if you want to have a relationship with him and you know, that's, you got to have that. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to have it at all, you have to be in the scriptures. And once I really, it took a while to establish the discipline, because that discipline is when God will finally meet you there. If you're not disciplined about it, he's not just going to show up the first time you sit down, because he wants you to develop the discipline. So you're going to be at it for a long time going, where the heck is he? Somebody said he was going to show up and he doesn't and he doesn't and he doesn't. I should have probably said that in the book, but it takes a long time because he wants to know that you're serious about it. And when you are, he'll just show up one day and you're shocked out of your britches because, you know, you've been at it as a duty because you know you should. And then suddenly he appears and you're like, oh, my gosh. And that changes everything. Yeah. And when that happens, you can't get enough of it. So that sort of is what started my
love. And I think there's
level.
Don't you feel, or maybe I thought there's also a part of it that's kind of a trust. Like God was probably speaking to me way before I believed that's what I was hearing.
Like, yeah, definitely. And I think we have to learn to trust ourselves as well as him.
Yes. It's like you think, well, that was an interesting like message or moment. Mm-hmm. It was like a God-sidence, or was that truly God saying, you know, this is what I want you to focus on. There really is that kind of, and I think you're saying that you need to stick with it and make it a discipline. I love that word. Really,
that's what I loved about the message that I got from this other lady, is because it was so subtle, she wasn't sure if that was him. And that's what I loved about it, because it was very subtle, and yet she did exactly what she was supposed to do and what the Holy Spirit does. You know, she was right in there, but it was so subtle she wasn't sure.
Mm-hmm. And I think the Holy Spirit, as a Catholic, that wasn't really part of my catechism. Like,
right.
I was told to pray to God. I didn't even really have a relationship with Jesus. Of course, I knew to say the Hail Mary to our Blessed Mother, but I also didn't have a relationship with her either. I saw everybody kind of as stick figures. Like me too. All these perfect people, and I just pray to God, and sometimes he'll listen, and sometimes I'm, you know, maybe he might smote me. I don't know.
Yeah.
And it wasn't warm and fuzzy, and it certainly didn't have, I had no clue what the Holy Spirit was, even after my confirmation, when I was supposed to receive an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. I still never understood what those gifts were, and the point of that incredible gift that Jesus gives as he ascends into heaven. Like, I'm sending you an advocate. Be on the lookout. He's really cool. When we come back, we're going to pick up with Talk About Really Cool with more with my guest, Sonia Corbett. You're listening to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to Breadbox Media Podcast. Check out our live stream at breadboxmedia.com. Breadbox Media. Get the app. Change the world.
Welcome back to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media. I realized at the end of that last segment, I was so surprised by the music that my Boston came through and I called it a seeking. a seeking hat. We're just here, we're talking with Sonia Corbett on a seeking hat. Goodness gracious, I love my Boston accent. We're talking about her.
I got that same seeking down here in Tennessee.
Seeking Heart. We're talking with Sonia Corbett on the Boston and her Fearless book. Anyway, here it is. Completely out there. That's Fearless. Funny. Corbett. So from Ave Maria Press on November 7th, you can go to AveMariaPress.com today and pre-order. I highly recommend Fearless. And now let's talk about really what is the premise and the purpose of this new book of yours?
The premise, and it's partly the same as Unleashed, but it comes at it in a different way. The premise was to help people get off of autopilot.
Oh, amen.
And to just show, I think that we spend, and I mentioned being advanced in age and believing that because you're advanced in age, you're suddenly spiritually mature. I think we go through life on this autopilot and we do what we've always done and we're miserable with the results. And yet we don't know how, I think, sometimes to go deeper with the Holy Spirit. And that's, I have found that the mystic saints have been the best help with that. And of course, that's my personality and temperament. So I have that, my confirmation saint is St. John of the Cross, to whom I dedicate Fearless. But I think that because of that, we're miserable in our lives. We don't have that abundant life because we are on autopilot. And we just think that this is how it's going to always be. And it shouldn't be that way. It really should be an adventure. It should be... And it's kind of, you know, a miserable adventure sometimes because he is really doing that deeper work that involves purging, that purgatory, the pain of seeing things as they really are instead of how we wish they were or how we're pretending they're not, you know. Yes. So Fearless then is another way of pointing out how, instead of the Holy Spirit necessarily, how Satan is manipulating us into fear, anxiety, and depression. Mm-hmm. And so pointing it out, what we see is, oh my gosh, I am manipulated by anxiety, fear, and depression all the time. Mm-hmm. And we all are. And that's his MO.
Yes. And I loved that you included in here that his greatest technique or his tactic is to make us think he doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
And when I start to talk about the devil, people look at, I can see their eyes roll into their head or glaze over. I say they donut on me, you know, when they just glaze over, they look at me like, are you kidding? Like, really? Are you still talking about him? Like, that's so passe. I'm thinking, no. And then he's won you because
that's right.
If you don't know your enemy, boy, can they attack.
Well, I really like that quote by St. John Paul II when he said, if you don't believe in Satan, you don't believe in the gospel.
I
love that because that is so black and white. It is both and not either or.
Yep. And Jesus, you know, talks about him Peter, you know, he prowls the world looking for souls to devour like a lion. Like that's pretty powerful language.
Yes. And so we ignore it to our peril.
Yes. And then we try to figure out all these things that are causing us fear, anxiety, and depression. Though I do love how you say it, Unleashed and Fearless definitely go together because you include that in Fearless, that it is part spiritual warfare. And it also can be part of our predominant fault, our history, our, even medical culture.
Mm-hmm. Medical issues, psychological issues, all of that plays into it. Mm-hmm. But I think in our day and age of medicine and science and all that, we have made the whole spiritual realm passe. And in so doing, we have ignored the major piece. If we ignore that piece, then all the others are not going to work. You know, we can go to the doctor all the time and they'll medicate us. Mm-hmm. But if we don't do the work that is supposed to be allowed by the medication, the spiritual work, we're never going to move forward. Never.
So my mother has diabetes, and I know that some diabetes cannot be controlled in this way, but hers particularly can. So I think this analogy works really well. And I deal with anxiety, and sometimes I need to have the medication to do the work to get beyond it, which I'm at a per needed basis right now. I share that this week on the show. But my mother's diabetes could be controlled with diet and exercise if she chose to do that work. But first, right, she needed the medication to get it under control while she worked on the discipline of diet and exercise.
That's exactly what I was getting at. Exactly. I think that's another thing that maybe it's not been pointed out to us, because the medical professionals are not trained to do that part. They don't say this is meant to jumpstart the real work. They just put you on it and you stay on it forever. And so we never actually get better. And the reason this is important is because we will do this work at some point. We'll either do it here while we're able to be working toward in practical ways this healing, or we will do it in purgatory, but we will do it.
And the saints are pretty clear about where you really want to be doing it.
That's right. It's going to be painful either way, but hey, you know, we can gather the prayers of other people. We can use all the sacraments and all of the resources that the church has given us, and our families and all the support systems, to do it now. And we should for their benefit, because we want, when we begin to heal, everyone else around us is in little ways too. So it's not just about us. We're all connected.
So you start the book by telling us to conquer our demons. Oh, that's part one, is conquer our demons. And in there is the fearless reconnaissance. Why do you use big words?
I had to use the R, you know.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. So you can say the big word for me, and you can tell us what it is in that section of the book that we are working on.
Okay, so reconnaissance then is just scanning the landscape. Oh. We want to be aware of where the enemy is active.
Ah.
So we're scanning the landscape for his activity. I forget which chapter is that? What number?
I think it's chapter one.
Oh, yeah.
Acknowledge the enemy. Yes.
Right. So we are acknowledging the enemy, and we're also we're investigating what the church says about angelology and angels and demons and their fall and all that, because in doing so, we get information on how to not just understand him, but combat him.
And I had Mike Aguilina on the show, and we talked about his amazing book, Angels of God. I also had Dr. Thigpen on, Paul Thigpen, Manual to Spiritual Warfare.
Yes.
And I noticed today that you have him in the resources. So I will put the links up to both of those shows so people can learn more about the angels and the angelology, and how beautiful and how important angels are in our spiritual life and in our life in general. And of course, Dr. Thigpen's show as well, with the spiritual manual to spiritual warfare. Really good stuff. Then you start to talk about unveiling strategies, fearless reinforcement. What kind of strategies and reinforcement should we be trying to build against this warfare?
Well, first of all, we have to return to God. Our sin is what separates us from him and from other people. And so we go at it alone, and we feel alone, and we are alone because we have interrupted the connections that are meant to help us. And so that communion is broken. Sin causes breaks in communion, both with God and other people. And so in order to gather that reinforcement and get the help we need, the support system that we need, we have to reestablish that communion with God and also in our relationships. And so a lot of times it's such hard work to navigate relationships well. We just write people off, you know, and sometimes that's necessary just for your spiritual and maybe even physical safety. Sometimes you have to put that distance in and the boundary in place. But most of the time, we just don't want to do the work that's necessary to have a relationship with somebody who's difficult.
Yes.
And so in gathering up that reconnect, we are then helped through those other people, even in ways that we're not aware of. So it's important to try as much as possible. And I think it's either St. Paul or St. Peter who says that is as much as we are able, we should have those relationships with other people. And so that's what I meant by that, that regathering, that reconnecting.
And that can be very difficult. And I loved how you included in here going to reconciliation, going to the sacrament of reconciliation. I know that it can be a great fear point for people. And I talk a lot about that because my ministry, Reconciled to You, is all about being reconciled to God, being reconciled to the church, and being reconciled to others. And it can be really hard work, but it's so... just such a blessing, such a grace once we step through that confessional door, once we open up our hearts to that difficult person. Again, I loved you're very clear and fearless. And I love that you make sure people know you need to be safe and you need to be protected, but you also need to know prudence, but you also need to know when the Lord is telling you to do that hard work in your life. I'm talking this morning with Sonia Corbett, and we're looking at her new book, Fearless, Conquer Your Demons and Love with Abandon. We come back, we're going to talk about loving with abandon. You're listening to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media. We'll be right back.
You are listening to Breadbox Media Podcast. Check out our live stream at breadboxmedia.com. Breadbox Media. Get the app, change the world.
Welcome back to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media. I'm joined this morning by author Sonia Corbett. We are looking at her new book, Fearless, coming out November 7th from Ave Maria Press. To learn how you can pre-order this book, go to avemariapress.com, or you can visit Sonia's website, BibleStudyEvangelista.com. We left off at our last segment. We were talking about building relationships and some relationships that require boundaries. And I really love to know, how do we stay connected with people who we really need a good boundary with, Sonia?
Well, that is an excellent question, because it is so very difficult. And I have spent really my whole adult life trying to navigate that question. Mm-hmm. I have a parent who is dangerous, spiritually and emotionally dangerous. And of course, he'd never hurt or harm anybody physically. But I wish that I were able to absorb some of his difficulty better, but I'm just not, and I know it about myself. Mm-hmm. So I have not been able to be very physically connected to him. Obviously, I live a state away, and that's actually why I moved, really, was to get some distance between that relationship. But I have struggled a lot with guilt, because I have, in a sense, sort of cut him off, because he's not safe for me, and therefore he's not safe for my children. I don't want him doing to them what he has done to me. And for a long time, he never tried it. But then at some point he did. And that's when I just thought, good grief, you know, we're back where we were 20 years ago. Yeah. And I'm just not going to allow this. So how do I stay, though, open-hearted? Because we're called to this as Christians. Mm-hmm. We have to stay open-hearted to the relationships that God has given us. Those, and I call it in my ministry, loving and lifting all we've been given. So Jesus talked in John 17 about all he had been given. And so our parents, our children, our relationships, those are the people that we have been given. Mm-hmm. And we're called to love and lift them. So how do we do that for somebody who is dangerous? And what I am learning is, it is possible. And it's possible because of this whole fearless idea with angels and the spiritual realm and how we're connected. One of the disconnects that happened in the Garden of Eden was the relationship between human beings and angels. It was disrupted. And so what's being reestablished in Christ is that connection again. And so I say that to say we have and maintain a spiritual connection mm-hmm. with those people if our hearts are open to them, faults and all, where we're not expecting them to change. They probably will never change. We hope they will. We pray for them and we pray that they will. Right. That's how we stay connected. Because if we're not invested, especially like with my parent, he's not a prayer. He thinks that to pray is, you know, the last resort. So he's not going to pray about his own issues. He's not going to pray about his own life. He's not going to pray about his relationships. So I have to do that for him, and I can do that for him, and it is a privilege to do so. But that's not something he has to know about, because if exactly. I said that to him, he would be offended. Pray for me?
There was a day once I was taking a walk and I was really angry with the Lord because I have a similar relationship with my mother. She's just emotionally distant. She's not mm-hmm. dangerous. She's just, and sometimes emotional harm is, sometimes I wish she just hit me, you know, that feeling yes. like, just show me how much you don't like me. But mm-hmm. I was really angry one day and I was like, Lord, I don't understand this. Like, you picked her, like I came out of her body. So obviously this was your doing. And I don't understand why you would do this. Like, you know, I love you and I try to follow you, but why would you give me such a difficult relationship? And so clear, the Holy Spirit said, I did not give her to you for you. I gave her to you for her.
Oh, wow.
Cut me to the core.
I was like, word.
What? That's not fair. But it was so true. It was so. And from that moment, I started to pray for her because I knew that the Lord, knowing all, knew that I would be a prayerful person like you are, and that person my mother would not be. And
that is absolutely beautiful. Thank you for that.
You are welcome. It's the Holy Spirit at work.
Amen. So, and that's exactly, I think that's what I was trying to say is yeah. we can stay reconnected with those difficult people. Even if we have to do it from a distance, we have to do it through prayer, because prayer is going to be the only way those people will be connected, because it is a matter of free will. Their free will is not going to engage with the spiritual realm and with God, but mm-hmm. our free will can on their behalf. So we are the people with the dragging the paralytic to Jesus.
Yes. And we can pray for the grace to be with that person before we're with that person. Because I'm pretty good at not spending a lot of time with her, but there's that whole commandment, honor thy mother mm-hmm. and father. And there's the holiday thing that happens. But I find that when, and Mike Aguilina actually taught me this, when I pray to her, for my guardian angel to engage her guardian angel and say, just help me to love her, help me, you know, help this encounter we're about to have, let it be peaceful, let it be filled with your love, Lord. It's remarkable the difference in the conversations that we have now that I know to engage our guardian angels into our relationship.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what I was after in that chapter.
Beautiful. So we have Fearless Desert, Advancing with Confidence. So how do I do that?
Oh, you just let it happen. That's the best way, is just let it happen, because it's purposeful. You know, God kicks out all the props and we're complaining because it's so hard, but it's meant to be. So the best thing you can do is just go with the flow.
I'm going to do my best. I'm not good at surrender.
Yeah, like, they say don't push the river. It flows by itself.
You know, in Peter's letter, he says, cast all your anxieties upon him because he cares for you. Well, Peter was a fisherman, but he used a net. But Allison brings a fishing pole and I cast, but then I reel it back in. That's not what Peter's telling me to do. You know, in the gospel, we see you cast, you sit back, Jesus does the work and he fills your boat. But Allison's not good at that. I can't surrender. I like yeah. half surrender. I'm willing to fish. I'm willing to cast. I'm just not willing to give over.
One of the things that I'm noticing in my own life, I think this is funny, is that the older I get, the better I get at it. But he will still push you to the absolute end of your patience. I guess to grow us, you know, to grow that muscle, that patience muscle and that trusting muscle and that surrender muscle. But man, it's painful. It's hard because you know, you're so proud of yourself for a while and then he just keeps dragging it out. And then finally you're like, all right, I give. And that's when you get the breakthrough.
Okay. I, I'm going to do my best to get to that point. So, Sonia, what is your real hope and desire for this book, for Fearless, Conquer Your Demons and Love with Abandon?
My greatest hope through Fearless is that at some point through the tools that I have tried to offer, that people will make it to that abandonment to God, that total abandonment to love. And the, especially out of chapter 4, when I talk about that worthlessness, that for me, that was the beginning of understanding and trusting in God's love for me, was that steeping in the love of God. And it, you know, you have to continue to do that and go back to that truth. Sometimes you have to tell yourself God loves me, and because you don't feel it, but it's the truth. And that's why I wanted to give people the truth, so that when they get in those moments where they're not feeling it, they can hang on to that banister and go, I'm not moving. I am going to stand right here, and I'm going to stand in this truth, and I know that God loves me, and that is where I'm going to stand. Not in the emotion, not in the feeling, not in the circumstance and the way it looks. I'm going to stand in this truth. And when we do that, miracles happen.
What are some like concrete ways that I can kind of, because when I'm in the, like when I'm in a good place, the truth is easy for me to see and it does set me free, as Jesus says. But when I'm not in the truth, when my head is going down that rabbit hole, how do I stay there? How do I come back to it?
I always keep handy the scriptures that I know I'm going to need for those situations, so that I can go straight to them. And what you said about going around your house, praying the rosary, and then using that verse that you hang on to for anxiety. That's exactly what I was trying to do, is give people those scriptural tools that they can go to in that moment. All right, I am freaking out. This is my scripture for freaking out moments, and this is what I'm going to stand on until it passes. And that is when we begin to get victory in those moments. And the more often we see that in our lives, the more confident we get that God is not only going to help us in those moments, but that we will overcome them.
I'm a real big proponent of memorizing at least one verse, because there's going to be a day your Bible's not in your hand, your phone's near you, and you're going to need that. I think of Jesus on the cross, you know, giving scripture and knowing that God loved him even in that moment, you know, because he had God's word in his heart.
Amen.
So, Sonia, I am so sad that we're at the end of our time together. Please again, tell us where we can get your book, where we can keep following your amazing work.
So the book is available at Ave Maria Press, or you can go to Amazon.com. That's where the Fearless DVD set will also be available there when it comes out on November 7th. Or you can go to my website, BibleStudyEvangelista.com, or my Facebook page. Everything is available in those central locations.
And your Facebook page is?
Bible Study Evangelista, or Sonia Corbett, either way.
And you're also a Breadbox Media show host. When does your show air?
Woohoo! It airs on Saturdays, and it's a Bible study. It's right now we're in an Old Testament series, so we're learning how to understand the Old Testament, which can be very confusing and aggravating.
It can, but very rewarding once you get there. So we will be linking to all of that. Sonia Corbett, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Wonderful. Thank you. I had a great time.
As always, it's such a great privilege and honor to spend time with Sonia Corbett. Her new book, Fearless, coming out November 7th from Ave Maria Press. You have been listening to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media.
Thank you for listening to Breadbox Media Podcasts. Check out our live stream at breadboxmedia.com. Breadbox Media. Get the app, change the world.